Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Dr. Lois Frankel is our guest. Lois, I need your website, please.
DrLoisFrankel.com. That's
right.
DrLoisFrankel.com.
There you go. I like that. Nice Girls Don't Speak Up or Stand Out. That's the new ebook, right?
It's actually an audiobook. It's an audiobook, and it's an audiobook only. It's not available in print. The ebook should be out at the end of April.
All right. Nice Girls Don't Speak Up or Stand Out. Lois, you've been helping us understand how the primordial patriarchal gridlock, the glass ceiling, has held women back up for a long time, and hopefully less so now. We've talked about how women hold themselves back. It's mostly a confidence thing. And now let's talk about how women hold each other back. This is the elephant in the living room, isn't it, Lois? I mean, I hear women talk about this all the time, from waitresses to CEOs. I'm telling you, in a year's time, I hear women talk about this all the time. Is it not the elephant in the living room?
Well, people do talk about it all the time. And the question I'm often asked is, aren't women each other's worst enemies? I mean, I think that's what you're referring to. And that's the question that I'm asked. And I say, no, I don't think we are each other's worst enemies. I think what happens is when a woman treats another woman with less than respect or support, we don't like it. Mm-hmm. When a man treats us the same way, we say, he's just being a man.
But so see, men do that to each other. Men treat each other that way, and they get over it, see?
That's right.
Thing. When women treat each other the way men treat each other, that's permanent. They can't go back.
Or when men treat women, badly, when women treat other women like men treat women, mm-hmm. they don't like it.
I don't disagree.
When the fact is that, hey, it's not about women treating each other badly. It's about some women do, yeah, but you're right. Get over it, move on, because most women, in my experience, are supportive of other women.
Yeah, I think there's. I don't think it's epidemic. I don't think it's some kind anything that's systemic or anything. But I do hear this a lot from other women, Lois.
Yeah.
That I mean, it comes up. Yeah. But let me put it this way: in a year's time with me, it comes up enough. I do think it's something that has to be dealt with. And I don't know. This is one of the things. I know about the confidence thing. I want women to have more confidence. I know women should stop saying I'm sorry. They should stop apologizing more. I know women should stop manufacturing guilt more. And all women agree with me. Those are issues. But I don't know how to stop the women holding women back thing, because even though it may not be rampant, it is an issue in the workplace where there are multiple women.
And it can be an issue. And one of the things that I think women need to do is do two things, actually. One is call other women on it. When it happens to you, sit down and have a conversation and say, when I was in that meeting and I said XYZ and you laughed at it, it really wasn't supportive and it didn't feel mm-hmm. good. And I think we need to support each other. And that is the other thing women need to do, is have a conversation about how are we going to support each mm-hmm. other.
Can I throw one thing out I'm going to point out and see what you think about this. When I'm dealing with a man, I may not like him, but if he's good at his job, I respect him. I wonder if women are able to have that kind of relationship with other women. If I don't like them, if a woman doesn't like another woman, is she capable of respecting them and bifurcating those, separating those two things? What do you think?
Yeah, again, I can't paint all women with the same brush, but I think it's more difficult for women because we have a thing about authentic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a thing. Men don't think about, is this an authentic relationship, right?
Yeah.
Chivalry
is alive and well. That's one thing I think. That if women could study one thing about men, they study the chivalry, meaning respect first, like last. What do you think?
Yeah, for women, the relationship is so important, and mm-hmm. it needs to be authentic for her to be comfortable in it. So mm-hmm. I think it's harder for women.
Mm-hmm. But ladies, you don't have to like another lady to respect them and to promote them, to help each other. Lois, you and I don't have to love each other to help each other, right? We can do that.
Exactly.
But I do love you. I'm glad you're here. Come back soon. I need your website quickly, one more time.
DrLoisFrankel.com.
Nice girls, don't speak up or stand out. It's an audio book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.